For today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm speaking to Will Newman. Now, Will, we're going to speak about your granddaughter, Ellie, who was diagnosed in August with a very rare genetic condition, cystinosis. Can you explain to me what cystinosis is?
Yeah, as you say, cystinosis is very rare. It's a life-threatening genetic disorder. There's only 150 people in the UK have got this and 2,000 worldwide. What happens is there's an amino acid in those people who have this condition that cannot get out of the cells in the body. It actually crystallizes. And if it was left, all the cells in the body would gradually start to, I suppose, clam up, really. But particularly it would be the organs of the body and the kidneys. So about 30 years ago, children wouldn't live beyond the age of 10 because the kidneys would fail and other organs would fail and they would die. So without any treatment, Ellie would not be around for that long. But presently there is no cure, so this is something she's got to live with.
Now, you mentioned that there's no cure for this at the moment, but there is a way of treating it with a regime of medication. Can you talk to me about how it can be managed?
Right, yeah. I know when my daughter was told the diagnosis, she said to the physician, she said, you know, is this manageable? And they said, yes, it is manageable. And I don't think she realised quite what that management would mean. What Ellie has to have, and this is obviously administered by her mum and dad, is a drug called Cystagon every 6 hours, and that has to be strictly. So that's, she currently does sort of 6 in the evening, woken up at 12 at midnight, woken up at 6 in the morning, and then 12 midday. And that's the one that actually dissolves the crystals. The unfortunate thing about Cystagon is that it's unpleasant in terms of taste, because it's sulfur based. It also, over long term, creates a body odour. So, if you like, the outward effect of it can be bad for her as a young person, obviously. But it does the job in terms of what it's supposed to do. And that delays, I suppose, the impact. The cells still get damaged a bit, but it does delay that considerably. In addition, the effect of the condition causes something called Fanconi syndrome, which means that this affects the kidneys in particular, so that they don't function absolutely properly. So some of the nutrients that are normally reabsorbed into the system don't get absorbed, so they appear in the urine and get washed away. So she has to take these nutrient supplements, phosphates and potassium, and that's every 4 hours.
And the regularity of that medication must be very, very disruptive. But there is a potential alternative. There's Procybe, which breaks up the crystals but only needs to be taken every 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean, because this is a rare disease, there's not as much research funding and not as much money going into, say, drugs companies from their point of view to produce stuff. But there is a drug that's been, it's the same drug that's been reformed, if you like, into, it has a special coating, so that rather than being released straight away, it's a delayed release, so it can stay in the body longer. That has to be taken just twice a day, which in addition, in the grand scheme of things, may not seem a lot, but when you, it's one of those drugs that you've got to take regularly, it means an awful lot. It currently is extremely expensive. I think the drug company charges 30 times as much for that drug. It's available in the USA. It's available, as far as I understand, in Germany. But not yet available on the NHS in this country. There's one or two people who've got on a trial for it, but that's all. So part of what I'm doing is hoping to raise awareness of the condition and also campaign to all those people who can make a difference about getting this drug available for Ellie and all the others.
And as part of campaigning, Ellie's created a video which she's sent to Theresa May. Can you tell me about that video?
Yeah. It's one of those, I suppose, fortunate, happy coincidences. The hospital that Ellie went to, she has to normally go into Reading Hospital, but her specialist hospital is Southampton. And in the playroom, they've got one of these little Wendy houses, you know, playhouse. And the number on the door of this little playhouse is number 10. So my daughter Kat had taken a video of Ellie inside this playhouse, having a wonderful time, opening and shutting the door. So when she sent this to me, it's been around there for a few, a couple of months, I suppose. But I suddenly thought, well, if it's number 10, it's trying to open a door. That's a symbol, that is. So, yes, we put this own video together, which is Ellie, with the words of Ellie, if you like, saying to Theresa May, can you please help? And it's done to the tune of Maggie May's.